Radio 4, it's 8:30. Saturday Night Theatre. The Best Baby, a play for radio by William Andrew, with Gwyneth Guthrie, Diana Olsen and Finlay Welsh. The Best Baby.
You've been busy, Mrs. Darling.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Browning. Yes, well, nappies do have to be washed even on holiday, don't they? We haven't got the facilities for it here that we have in London. At least it's a fine drying day.
He's such a good baby, isn't he?
Oh, he is the best baby. Oh, he's my best baby, then. He loves the sea air, too, don't you, love?
I'm going to the village sharp after lunch. Is there anything I can get for you?
Oh, that's very kind of you, but I'll be going into Fort William this afternoon.
You seem to do most of your shopping in Fort William.
What I can't get from the vans I buy there, yes. The shop here's always so crowded and gossipy.
20 miles each way. Still, I suppose, with a car. Will you be taking the cottage again next year? Barry was asking me.
Oh, yes. Well, my husband and I love this place. And Emma certainly wouldn't forgive us if she didn't meet up with all her friends each summer. Will you be taking the caravan?
I suppose so. Mm. It's an inexpensive holiday for us. That's important, since my husband died. Barry loves it here, too.
Yes, well, let's hope the hedge between the cottage and the caravan's grown again by next summer. I don't know what possessed my husband to cut it so far back.
Why, do you feel you've lost your privacy?
No, no, of course not. It's you with those huge caravan windows I'm worried about.
We have curtains. I hope you don't think I asked Mr. Dunn to cut the hedge.
Of course not. Why would you?
It's such a pity he had to go back to London before the end of his holiday.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Oh, some problem with shop stewards or something.
Will he be able to come back before the end of your holiday?
Only to take us all home, I'm afraid.
What a shame. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think I've ever told you. I admire your courage.
Courage? Why?
Having another baby so long after the first.
That, yeah. I suppose 11 years is a long time, but it's worked out very well. Emma enjoys playing the little nurse.
Does she?
As Barry said, she doesn't.
No, oh, he wouldn't. I just wondered if occasionally she doesn't resent the new arrival.
Quite the contrary.
No, Barry wouldn't express any criticism of Emma. They're all so loyal to her.
Don't you like their little gang? I think it's sweet.
I don't like the word gang.
Well, that's what they call it, isn't it? The alphabet gang. The five who meet here each summer. Archie, Barry, Colin, Dorothy and Emma. It's a lovely coincidence.
Yes. Well, I would be very pleased if one or two of the names were missing if we come back next year. Oh, not Emma, of course, but Archie.
Oh, poor Archie. No mother. And a drunk for a father.
I can't understand Mr. Teviot employing an alcoholic as a barman. A really nasty piece of work.
That's not Archie's fault.
But Archie's older than the others and, oh, a bit simple.
Oh, I don't think so.
I won't tell you what Mrs. Morrison saw that boy doing behind the cemetery wall.
He's only a child. People will talk about anything, won't they?
No, only when there's something to talk about. Dorothy, such a sweet little girl. And Colin Teviot. Teviots are a splendid family. Don't you think so?
They certainly run a very good hotel.
I think Moira Teviot does most of the work, though. She's a saint, that woman. But I still think Balna Craig would be a nicer place without Archie and his father.
Mrs. Browning, we none of us can wish away the people we don't like, no matter how hard we try. In any case, I think it's good for Archie to be a member of the alphabet gang.
But is it good for the others? Well, I wish you wouldn't call it a gang. It has connotations.
Not to me. Well, I must go indoors and give Emma her lunch. Good morning to you, Mrs. Browning.
She's still at her window. Oh, I know Mrs. Browning's the mummy of one of your best friends, love, but the woman is poisonous.
Why? What did she say to you?
Oh, nothing very much. It's the way she says it.
Oh, Maybe she's still misses her husband.
Oh, yes, she's been coming here. She's been the same, even when her poor husband was around. Oh, eat up that blanc mange for me, love. There's not enough for tomorrow.
I can't, Mummy. I'm full. And I'm in a hurry.
Finish the blanc mange for me, Emma.
All right. We're going to the island this afternoon. Oh. Mr. Teviot doesn't need the boat today, so Colin is taking us to the island, isn't that smashing?
I don't know. Is the wind right? Oh, I don't like your going out there without an adult.
Oh, you know Colin's as good in the boat as his father. You know that?
I'd still rather you didn't go.
Oh, please, Mummy. It's all organised. Please. Well,
in any case, I want you to take care of the best baby this afternoon. Oh. I'm going into Fort William.
Oh, no. I looked after him yesterday afternoon. I can't do anything interesting if I have to take the pram along.
I'm sorry, Emma, but I saw a beautiful length of tweed I want to buy for your gran. It's reduced. If I don't go today, I may miss it.
Why didn't you get it yesterday?
I didn't have enough money. But... That's it finished, Emma. I'm going, and I want you to look after Julian.
I'll take him with you, please.
Oh, the car gets too warm in this weather. Finish, Emma, and don't sulk.
We should never been born.
What did you say?
Nothing.
That is a terrible thing to say.
Sorry.
Oh, I know it's a nuisance, Emma. Perhaps you can go to the island tomorrow.
Colin's daddy says the weather may break tomorrow.
Colin's daddy? He seems to know it all, doesn't he?
Oh, he certainly knows all about the weather and things like that. And boats and fishing.
Oh, I know, I know. Colin must be very proud to have a daddy like that.
Is their hotel very expensive to stay in?
Not too expensive, why?
That prune Dorothy stays there with her mother and father every year.
Why do you call her that?
That's what she is. Terrible killjoy. Mummy this and mummy that.
Mrs. Browning likes her.
She would.
So, there are different grades in the alphabet gang.
Oh, yes. Colin's the hero and Barry's my best friend.
And Archie?
He's such a baby, isn't he? He's nice.
Oh, Emma, I'm really sorry about this afternoon. I'll make it up to you. I promise.
That's all right. We're going soon.
I'll go and get ready in a moment. Let's just check that the baby's dry and happy before I go. I'm very lucky to have a daughter old enough to help me with him. I'd hate you to think I take advantage of you.
I don't really, Mummy.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that awful woman's at the caravan window again.
No, don't look. I wonder if Barry's finished his lunch yet.
Yes, my best baby. Oh, he's lovely and clean. And his cheeks are so pink. Keep him out of the sun as much as possible today, Emma.
Yes, Mummy.
And talk to him. Don't leave him lonely while you play.
Yes, Mummy.
And you won't go to the island, will you?
No, Mummy.
That's my good girl.
Getting ready to go into Fort William again.
Oh, I suppose that means Emma will have to look after the baby.
Of course. I'm almost sorry for the girl.
It's a nuisance. We were going to the island. Colin was getting the boat.
Well, it will have to be cancelled because her ladyship is going out. If you're not going to the island, perhaps you'd like to stay here and keep your mother company for a change.
Oh, I don't know yet that we're not going to the island.
Since I lost your father, there are days when I get very lonely, Barry.
Yes, I know.
I only hope she appreciates her husband. He's such a quiet, gentlemanly man. It was very strange the way he went back to London like that. Oh, here's Emma coming with the pram.
Oh, we'll see what she says about this afternoon.
They all let her order you about.
Well, she thinks up the best games.
Are they nice games?
They're very good games.
You know what I mean, don't you?
Yes, Mother.
She's a precocious child. Barry, don't ever do anything you might be ashamed of. Always imagine that I'm there beside you, and that will keep you right. She can't be blamed, of course. It's her mother's fault, having a second child when Emma's that age. Some people don't think.
Can I go then, Mother?
Didn't you say you would stay and keep me company?
If you like.
No. Go on and play with your friends. I must get used to being alone. But remember what I told you.
Yes, Mother.
And don't be late for your tea. I'm making something special.
I won't be late.
And remember that it's people like Dorothy and
Colin, you'll want for friends when you're older. You're judged by your friends, you know.
Yes, Mother. Goodbye, Mother.
So, I have the best baby again.
So we can't go to the island.
I suppose we couldn't lift the pram into the boat.
Well, you wouldn't do that, would you?
No, I suppose not.
We're waiting on the jetty.
I know, I see them.
Oh, you'll just have to think of another plan.
Oh, it'll be all right. We'll do something. Oh, there's an adventure I've thought up. We could play it up in the glen behind the hotel.
Would I be in it?
Of course.
The hero?
No, I think Colin had better be hero. Mm. The hero will have to climb the crag behind the waterfall to rescue me.
Well, I can climb it.
No, you can't. You got stuck last time and Colin had to help you down. You can be the heroine's brother.
And Archie?
The heroine's horse.
And Dorothy?
The heroine's old grandmother who can't speak because of a stroke.
She won't do it.
She'll have to, or she'll have to leave the gang.
Oh, what about the best baby?
Oh, he's been a real blight this summer. Could be worse next year, too. Oh. Now, Barry, you must help me with the others if they get on to me about the best baby.
They won't dare.
Dorothy will. And Colin looks furious. Quite right, too, when he managed to get the boat. Oh, I hate my little brother. Oh, Dorothy's got that awful sunbonnet thing on again. What does she think she looks like? Mummy says I've got such a fair skin. Stupid kid.
Archie's got his braces on again.
They're due for rain when he's old. No, shut up. I've had quite enough of you. Remember, Barry, you're on my side.
Emma, I'm home.
Here I am.
Look at your clothes. They're filthy.
We went up the glen.
Oh, I'm tired. I've had a horrible, depressing afternoon. Did Julian behave himself?
Cried a little. That was all.
So, he wasn't such a nuisance after all.
Not really. Did you get that cloth for Gran?
Nope. No, I didn't. I was too late. All that way, too. I got her a brooch instead. I'll let you see it later. What would you like for your dinner? Salad?
No, scrambled eggs.
We've got salad makings to finish.
Why did you ask me then?
Emma, have you changed the baby?
No.
Oh, well, bring him in from the pram, love, and I'll do it.
Righty-ho.
Oh, God, I need a drink. It's clammy enough for thunder, you know. Daddy got the best of the weather before he left. What a shame. It's been such a lovely spell.
Mummy, Julian's not in his pram.
Where is he then?
I don't know. I left him in the pram when I came in. He was sleeping.
He can't have got out of the pram on his own, Emma. So where is he?
I don't know, Mummy. Something must have happened to him.
What do you mean something must have happened? What has happened, Emma?
I don't know.
Perhaps that woman's taken him. Mrs. Browning, she probably has him.
I'll go and find out.
No, I'll go.
Mrs. Dunn, what can I do for you?
Have you got our baby?
What?
Julian, have you got him here?
No, why should I?
I hoped perhaps you'd heard him crying and knowing I was away.
He's missing?
I think so. I don't know. Emma left him in the pram. Did you see anyone near the pram?
I was giving Barry his tea.
Oh, then where is he?
Perhaps someone's playing a joke.
What kind of joke would that be? Excuse me.
Do you want me to come with you?
No. No, thank you. Oh, God, I wish I'd never...
Perhaps you wish you'd stayed at home.
I left him there, Mummy. I left him in the pram. He was sleeping.
You can't have him. Take him.
I don't know. I don't know.
You're playing a trick, Emma.
No.
You're getting some kind of revenge on me.
No,
if you're at the bottom of this, Emma, I'll never forgive you.
I don't know where he is, Mummy. I don't.
Now listen. I want you to go through to the village and... Oh, calm down, Emma.
How? I want you to go along to the village and ask if anyone's seen him. A child, perhaps, playing with him. There may be quite a simple explanation.
No one would have taken him.
Oh, someone has. Emma, go to the hotel and ask Mr. Teviot to come here.
Oh, I wish Eddie were here.
Well, someone else's daddy will have to do. Go on now, girl.
But what will Daddy say?
Oh, no, Emma. Oh, go and get some help, quickly. Oh, what a day it's been.
Hurry, Emma.
Oh, no. Please, God, no. No, I stayed in. In the writing room. You've seen it. Gives a beautiful view of the castle and Princes Street Gardens. Come and see.
Oh, I'm a little tired.
Oh, no, come, please. I want a word with you. Where's Peter?
In the bar, having the first of his many nightcaps.
And how was the concert?
Oh, brilliant. The Mahler was superb. Oh, you should have come. I'm sure we could have got a third ticket.
No, no. You and Peter planned this holiday on your own. It was kind of you to ask me along.
Kind? As if we could leave you at home on your own. So soon after Dad's death.
Still, I like to leave you and Peter alone as much as possible. I don't think he's too happy to have me along.
I sometimes wonder if he's happy to have me along.
I know, dear. Can be very disagreeable. Now, isn't this a lovely room? You know, there was a bagpipe band playing in the gardens earlier. What with that and the castle floodlit. Oh, most atmospheric.
What was it you wanted to speak to me about?
Someone left the evening paper in here.
Oh, I see.
Is it who I think it is?
Yes, it's Barry. The caption says Barry Browning, and it looks like him. Let me see it again. Imagine little Barry having become an actor.
Not a very distinguished one, by the look of it.
Oh, you never know. Perhaps he's well known here in Scotland.
I wondered if you'd seen it.
You wondered what I was going to do about it.
And?
Yes. I'd like to see him again. Talk over old times.
They weren't very happy times.
They were for me. Until the baby died. The Alphabet Gang and their adventures. I wonder what's happened to the others.
It's all in the past, though.
One nasty episode doesn't wipe it all out.
Emma, does Peter know the truth about what happened to the baby?
None of us knows the truth about that, surely.
Oh, you know what I mean. You remember after the baby's funeral, we had a family conference.
Yes, yes, I remember. We decided we would never talk about that day again. You and Dad sorted out your problems.
We were very happy in the last few years, he and I.
I know. But that promise not to tell anybody how the baby died doesn't matter much now.
You haven't told Peter, though, have you?
Oh, I haven't, as a matter of fact. When we were first married, I was tempted to, but... Oh, no. Mind you, it might be interesting to tell him now.
Emma, why?
It might get some reaction out of him. It's either rose or silence nowadays.
Please don't tell him, Emma.
Why not? No shame in it, not now.
I forbid you to tell Peter.
I don't think you can, you know. It's so little to tell. You've built it up to be more than it is.
It's a matter that's still too painful to me. Even now. For me to want you to use it as a weapon in your war with your husband.
I feel that just for a moment I might see some interest in his eyes again. He's so self-contained and mocking.
Why did you marry him?
Because about 10 years ago he was like no man I'd ever met. His eyes were alight with challenge all the time. Starting his business was a challenge, and getting and holding on to me was a challenge. And for me, well, he was someone who fought back. But now...
Why not finish with him, then?
In time, no doubt. Quite soon, the way things are going.
All the more reason not to tell him about the best baby. I don't want him to go away from us knowing about that.
Oh, Mother, there's nothing precious about it. The three of us made more of it than it was.
A child kidnapped and abandoned on a hillside.
I know, Mother. Now, I'm going up to my room. With any luck, I'll be asleep before he comes up, and your secret will be safe for another few hours. You coming up?
In a moment. In my own time.
All right, as you wish. Good night, then. Come in. Oh, it's you.
It's me, Susan Hand.
Why the knock?
Well, I thought you might still be in a trance after the music. I was being reverent.
Well, it was a magnificent concert.
Yeah, but you have this funny expression when you listen to music. You look as if
you're... know you've told me. I see you've drowned your boredom with a whole evening by drinking the par dry.
Who says I was bored? It was a good concert.
Anyway, I stayed awake because I wanted to tell you something I thought might interest you.
You're pregnant.
What? Now, how could that be?
Well, in old movies, when a wife sits up in bed and says she's something important to say, she's usually pregnant. And he, for some reason, is usually astonished.
You would certainly be astonished, wouldn't you?
I'd reach for my gun.
Or your lawyer.
Now, we have a truce about mentioning lawyers. We decided they weren't funny anymore.
Anyway, this is about the best baby.
Baby? You see, I was close. So, this is about little Julian, is it? You don't mind if I contain my eager interest by getting ready for bed, do you?
I told you when we first met that he died of pneumonia that last year at Balmacray.
And you've discovered that he's alive and well and come back to claim his inheritance.
No, listen. What I've never told you is that he was kidnapped before he died.
Kidnapped?
That's right, dear. Kidnapped. I'd taken him out for the afternoon with a gang while my mother was away on an errand, and when I came back and put him in the pram at the back of the cottage and we went to bring him in, he'd gone. People searched and searched for hours. It was an awful night, gale and pouring with rain, and then Mr. Teviot, the hotel keeper, found him in a clump of bracken near where we'd all been playing. He was soaked through and unconscious. He died before he reached hospital.
Is that true?
Why would I tell you if it wasn't?
Well, why didn't you tell me all this 10 years ago?
It was a family secret.
Ah, of course. Your family and its secrets and its code names for things and its cosiness. All middle class and suburban and soaked in honey to repel any intruder. And lies and deception under the surface. This confirmed...
Whereas your family was squalid and quarrelsome and soaked in whiskey to repel reality. And so honest.
Oh, quite good, yeah. Well, you've used it before. Why keep it secret? Just because the child was taken from his pram and died of exposure. There's nothing so shameful in that.
Well, there's a sort of shadow of guilt over the whole episode.
Guilt?
Hmm. My mother felt guilty about leaving the baby with me. My parents were going through a sticky time then anyway. Best baby's death sort of welded us all together. Keeping the secret was a part of the bond. I understand it.
You would. Brought up and all that. Sweetness and blinding light rumpling through the pages of Enid Blyton with your alphabet gang with Mummy and Daddy simpering in the background.
May I point out that you have now joined the dreaded middle classes yourself.
By my own efforts and without a penny of your parents' money.
Applause! Applause for the man who beat the odds.
Why did you tell me about this now?
I don't know. Despite my mother, perhaps, to wake you up.
I'm awake. I'm very interested.
Oh, good.
You never found out who it was took the kid?
The police asked a lot of questions of a lot of people. They held one of the tinkers from a camp along the shore for a time, but no. We never did find out who did it.
Weren't you burned up with curiosity? Aren't you still?
You are, I see. It must have been someone with a spite against the family.
You know who I would have liked it to have been, don't you?
I can guess. My mother. If you'd seen her that night, you wouldn't say that.
Yeah? It might have been one of your jolly alphabet gang. Great, eh? Bloody marvellous. All these years you've waxed sentimental about the japes you all get up to. And all the time you knew this. A for Archie, B for Barry, C for Colin, D for Dorothy, and E for Emma. You see how I used to listen to you?
I think we'll drop the subject. Are you going to read, or can I put out the light?
No, this is good.
You're gloating.
Too true. Well, was it one of the gang that did it?
How do I know? It's nice I can at least rouse you to a kind of malice, nothing else. If you want to see a picture of one of the gang, have a look in that evening paper on the bedside table. Page 4. A photograph of the cast of a play that's being presented on the fringe of the festival. There, near the bottom of the page. Three young people. Well, Barry's my age, but seems to have kept young. A happy life, perhaps.
Oh, that's Barry, is it?
An actor, no less.
Are you going to see him?
I might.
We could go and see his play tomorrow night.
If you like. Are you ready? I'm turning the light out now.
That used to mean more than it does now.
I can vaguely remember what you're referring to. Barry? Barry, we're over here. Hello, Barry. Oh, it's lovely to see you again.
Hello, Emma. How are you?
Haven't you grown up handsome and talented?
Not really. Well, it's wonderful to see you again, Emma. You haven't changed much.
20 years. Oh, Barry. This is my husband, Peter Forrest. Peter, this is Barry Browning.
Hello, B for Barry.
How'd you do?
Peter has been regaled with stories of the Alphabet Gang over the years.
Oh, I see.
What would you like to drink, B for Barry?
Stop it, Peter.
A whiskey, please.
Same again for you, Emma.
Yes, thank you, darling. Now, Barry, let me congratulate you on your performance in the play.
Oh, thanks. What did you think of the play?
Now...
It's about identity, you see.
Yes, I guessed that quite early on.
Oh, I've tried to like it. But I'm glad it stops at the end of the week. At least there was a chance to appear at the festival.
And after the end of the week?
I have a job in an Italian restaurant till the end of the festival, as a waiter.
No more stage work lined up?
Not meanwhile. Voiceover and a couple of commercials, that's in a week or two. It's not a glittering career I have.
Well, not at the moment, but it will be, I'm convinced.
That's kind of you.
Are you married, Barry?
No, I'm not.
Have you been?
No. No, I live with my mother most of the time. She's an invalid now.
Oh, dear, is she? We're here with my mother, actually. I don't think they got on too well, so we won't bring them together.
No, we'd better not. I'll tell her I saw you, though.
Oh, Barry, how wonderful to see you. Can we meet tomorrow and talk?
Yes, let's.
When were you last in Balnacraig?
Not since Mother was confined to a wheelchair about 5 years ago. I think the last time we were there was for Colin's wedding.
Colin's marriage?
Mm.
Why should I be surprised?
He married Dorothy.
What? Our Dorothy?
The very same.
Now I am surprised.
They have a little girl.
Peter, would you believe this?
What's that?
Colin and Dorothy are married.
C&D teamed up, did they? Interesting. One large whiskey, Barry.
Thanks, Peter.
Isn't that sad? Colin was such a glamorous little boy, so good-looking and calm. He was the real leader of the gang.
Oh, no. No, you were the boss. You got all the ideas.
Well, cheers all.
Cheers.
How did this calamity occur? Dorothy set her cap at him, I expect.
Well, she and her family kept going to the hotel, and then they both studied at university here. And that's when they started to get serious.
What did he study?
Oh, something to do with farming and land reclamation. He was going to go abroad, but his father died and he had to go back and take over the running of the hotel. It's doing very well.
Is the TV dead too?
Yeah, drowned in a sailing accident.
Of course. Well, it's 20 years. Mm. Lots happened to all of us, I suppose. What did Dorothy study?
She became a history teacher.
Oh, I can just imagine her as a school teacher. And she turned out to be fertile too, didn't she? Fertile and determined.
She's still pretty pushy.
A pushy prune. But I used to be pushier. God, how I hated her.
I think it was mutual.
I'm sure it was. Oh, and what about Archie? Big, stupid, loyal Archie.
Another sad story, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's in and out of prison all the time. Huh? But Colin and Dorothy are very good. They employ him about the hotel whenever he's free.
Just like his father.
What does he do, thieving?
Mostly. Sometimes assault when he's drunk.
His father's an awful man. Drunk and lecherous.
When you last saw any of these people, Barry, did they talk about Emma's baby brother?
Peter!
The subject does crop up at times.
And what was the general theory among the Alphabet Gang as to who killed him?
Killed him?
Peter, don't be silly.
Caused him to die, then.
Who can tell?
If it was one of the gang, I mean.
Who says it was?
None of you has ever suggested it might have been?
Yes. Colin, Dorothy and I discussed it once, half in fun.
And was anyone named as prime suspect?
Everyone had their opinion, of course.
And what's yours?
Colin once said Archie might have done it.
And Dorothy?
I don't know.
She says I did it, I suppose.
half in fun. She still doesn't like him much.
And how does she think I did it?
She once said... I shouldn't tell you this.
Go on, Barry.
Well, she thinks Emma didn't bring the baby down from the glen in the first place. Whatever was wrapped in his clothes in the pram on the way down from the waterfall, it wasn't the baby.
How delightful. What a beautiful wife and mother she must be.
I suppose she bases it on what you said to us all that day in the glen. Though I know now it was a joke.
What was that? Piece of evidence you've withheld?
I forgot about it. I'll tell you later.
Sorry, Emma.
It's all right, Barry. Now, let's talk about something brighter.
Wait a minute.
I said I would tell you later.
No, I want to ask Barry if he has a theory.
I don't want to believe any of us did it.
Oh, not the tinker, surely.
Perhaps. Well, it surely doesn't matter.
Oh, please. Can we talk about something more pleasant? Barry, are you free for lunch tomorrow?
Oh, is that all right, Peter?
Be my guest?
No. No, Emma will be my guest, as long as she likes Italian food.
Oh, I see. You will be sitting at the table with me.
Yes, yes, I don't start the job till next week, but meanwhile, I get the food cheap.
Oh, wonderful. Table for two, so we can talk.
Right. I'll pick you up at your hotel at about 12:30.
Fine. And Peter can see how he gets on having lunch with my mother. See if she answers his questions about the baby.
Am I allowed to use thumbscrews?
Very funny, darling.
Is that you, Barry?
Who else would it be? Sorry I'm late.
How was the show tonight?
All right.
A better audience?
Not much. A few more.
Poor Barry.
Do you want any supper?
Just a cup of tea. Perhaps a tomato sandwich.
I'll sit for a minute first.
Of course.
You'll never guess who was in the audience tonight.
Oh, no doubt. Someone who offered you fame and fortune.
Oh, someone you know. From Balna Craig days.
Not Moira Teviot. Or was it Colin? Oh, why didn't you bring them home with you?
Further back than that.
Oh?
Emma Dunn.
Oh, yes.
Well, Emma Forrest. She's married.
Poor man.
He's not, as a matter of fact. He looks very prosperous. And Emma's a real beauty now, and they seem very happy.
Did she mention her mother?
And she's here in Edinburgh with them. Yeah, I thought you might like to see her again.
No. Oh, Barry, you haven't arranged for her to come here, have you?
No, of course not.
An impossible woman. I despised everything about her.
Mr. Dunn is dead.
I'm sorry to hear that. He was a kind man.
I'm having lunch with Emma tomorrow.
Where's her husband going to be?
I don't know.
Why are you seeing her?
To talk about old times.
Who suggested it?
She did.
Always the boss. I shouldn't think she'll want to talk about that last summer anyway.
No. But her husband seems to...
Seems to be what?
He seems to be interested in that summer. Well, it seems they only recently found out what happened. That's the impression I got.
They kept that from him, did they? Typical. I'm sure there's a lot he still hasn't been told.
I may be wrong. I thought he was treating it as a kind of joke. The case of the missing baby.
A joke? I don't think much of Mr... What's he called again?
Peter Forrest.
We know better than that, don't we? I would like a cup of tea now, Barry, if you're rested.
Right. I'm on my way.
Still sulking, Emma?
I'm not sulking, just thoughtful. Why, what do you feel guilty about?
Nothing.
What a large nightcap you're going to wear tonight.
I thought you might like a drink tonight.
Why?
To be companionable.
No, thank you. Now, I'd like you one day to examine the reasons why you feel you have to get drunk before you go to bed.
Well, what's your explanation? You know me so well.
Whatever it is, it's not flattering to me or to you.
Oh, not this again.
Anything again, Peter? I don't wonder how. I enjoyed seeing Barry again. The three of us were the leaders. Colin, Barry and me. Barry's a sad sort of person, sort of resigned. Colin is tied down to the village he grew up in, and...
And the true gang leader, our Emma, is also trapped in an unsatisfactory life. Made a bad marriage, you see.
I didn't say that.
Poor little Emma Dunn. Poor little Julian Dunn.
Go to bed, Peter.
What did you say to them that day in the glen? Barry felt he shouldn't have mentioned it.
Don't remember.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh, well, I was angry that I had to look after him again and he kept crying and spoiling the game. And I said...
Yes?
I said, will no one rid me of the pesky pest?
What?
It's just a silly version of what King Henry said about Thomas a Becket. Will no one rid me of the pesky pest? Yes. It's funny. So no one would be silly enough to act on it.
Oh, I can just hear you declaiming it.
I felt so awful about it at the time, but now it's quite obvious that no one in their right mind would take me at my word.
Oh, no, you're wrong. A child might. A worshipping child might. Or a spiteful child might.
Thank you.
But one of them did. One vote for you, two votes for Archie, the last count. I have my vote hovering between Colin and Barry.
You know nothing about either of them. I've spent 20 years trying to persuade myself that I wasn't responsible for what happened. My much maligned parents helped me. My husband, to score his cheap, drunken, late-night point, undoes all the...
Sorry.
Think, Peter, you just blunder all.
No, I'm not sorry. I'm not going to bloody retreat from the castle gates again.
What does that mean?
I want to destroy it.
Are you going to go to bed? Or are you going to drink until you fall into bed?
I'm going to find out who took your baby brother.
And I'm going to find out what's happened to Barry and Colin in those 20 years.
Another coffee, Emma?
Oh, thanks, Barry. That was a delicious meal. Mm. I congratulate you on your future employers. Tell me, you have to wear that gondolier outfit the other waiters are wearing.
I'm afraid so.
No, it's splendid. I look forward to seeing you.
How long do you plan to be in Edinburgh?
Well, we're due to go back at the weekend, but I don't know. You've gathered that Peter and I are at a crisis of apathy.
No. No, you seemed very happy last night.
No, we're good at that. At least I am.
He seems a very strong personality. I couldn't imagine him as a member of the Alphabet Gang.
No, he wouldn't have agreed to play my games. He never really has. And that bossy little girl seems a long way away.
Oh, I think she's still there.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Barry. You're right. She is. Slightly demoralised, but she's still there.
I can't imagine you being down for long.
And you?
Neither down nor up. A long, flat expanse. A struggling actor. An invalid mother. That's it.
Really all? All that you're going to tell me? Oh, but you have talent, Barry. That was obvious even in that sad little play. You're good-looking. Have a good build. I mean... Any reputation has been built on less.
Perhaps I haven't the drive.
Why not?
You're to blame, you know.
Me?
Mm-hmm. You're the one who spoiled me by giving me all those good parts when I was so young.
Ah, I see. Oh, surely that doesn't matter. It isn't people like that. The drive often comes from somebody else. An agent, perhaps.
Oh, he does his best, but I'm only one name in his books.
Your mother?
She'd like nothing better than my giving it up altogether.
Really? I'd have thought she'd be proud of you. A lover, perhaps.
Not at the moment. Why should I expect someone else to be ambitious for me?
Barry, life is odd. These moments of self-assessment.
Yeah, they're not usually very encouraging.
Yes, they are. There's the past, the Alphabet Gang, and the future. Dismiss what's happened in between.
Could you do that?
Of course. There has to be a point at which one says this is unbearable.
But is it? I mean, Peter seems to be...
Yes, it is. Oh, what time is it, Larry?
Hmm? Oh, about 2:30.
Oh, I have to meet my mother. Oh, come with us to a sculpture exhibition. She'd love to see you again.
No, thanks. I'd better go home.
Then have lunch with me tomorrow.
If you like.
But at my hotel and at my expense.
Is that wise?
Of course. Why shouldn't the wife of a minor tycoon take a struggling actor out to lunch? Especially an actor who was her best friend 20 years ago.
All right. I accept.
Oh, you've been so good for me, Barry. Thank you.
Barry!
Oh, it's you. Emma's just taken a taxi back to the hotel.
I know. It's you I want to talk to.
Oh?
Was it a nice lunch?
Yes, thank you.
Lots of nostalgia and a little bit of weeping about a sad life. Have you got time for a drink?
The pubs are shut.
There was a question I wanted to ask you about Emma's little brother.
Why? That was a long time ago.
When you all came down from the glen and you'd all heard Emma's King Henry's speech, was the baby definitely in the pram?
As far as I know.
Well, did you hear it cry out or see it move?
Well, how could I possibly remember that?
Did you go back to the cottage with Emma?
I had to. Our caravan was just behind the cottage. Well, I always assumed that the baby was in the pram until Dorothy cast doubt on it. But perhaps... Oh, I don't know. Do you want to believe Emma did it?
Not necessarily. The alternative is that it was taken from outside the cottage.
Well, that is the alternative, yes.
You know, it's amazing that you and your mother saw nothing.
The kitchen and dining area of the caravan was at the end, away from the cottage.
Does your mother ever talk about it?
Not often.
She has no theory to put forward?
No. Look, I think it would be fairer to Emma if you dropped all this, you know.
Oh, she's been bending your ear, has she? Our marriage been analysed, her ogre of a husband?
If you don't mind, I'd like to go home.
To your mother.
To my mother. Goodbye.
Oh, quite an interesting exhibition, Mother.
Yeah, do you think so? Is it just me, or are some of the shapes rather indecent?
They are a little anatomical, yes.
I had the dubious pleasure of your husband's company at lunch. Of course he took the opportunity to mention the baby. Did you know he plans to go to Ballinacraig to do some research at the scene of the crime?
I didn't. It seems quite a good idea. I'd like to take a day or two there.
I don't think he expects you to go along.
Well, he's wrong. We'll all go.
No, Emma, no. I don't think I could.
Rather stay on here, alone.
What has happened to you, Emma?
I've made a decision.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided to make decisions.
I see. Is one of them about your husband?
Perhaps. We'll all go to Ballinacraig tomorrow. As long as we're back in time for the opera on Friday. I'll leave a message for Barry, cancelling tomorrow's lunch.
We're seeing him again tomorrow?
Yes, Barry's going to be important. Peter can take his magnifying glass and his fingerprint kit. I don't care what he finds out.
Perhaps I care.
Can he find out?
You don't know, Emma. There's so much vengefulness in the man. And there are others who dislike us.
You will come, then?
Oh, I suppose so. What are you laughing at?
This next sculpture is called Weapon of Youth, Mother, and you'd better not see it from this angle.
Signpost, Emma.
Sorry, missed it.
I must say, as a navigator, you're a zero. Check the map.
I don't need the map. Take the road to the left. In a moment, we will have a magnificent view of the bay. Perhaps I should wake Mother.
Oh, let her sleep. She's not happy about this, you know. It was a mistake to subject her to this.
I wish that rang true.
You, on the other hand, are strange.
I'm returning to my country. Oh, look! There's the bay, and the hotel, and the magic island. Oh, stop the car. A moment, Peter, please.
I can't. There's someone right behind me.
Signal and pull in, then.
Oh, hang on. There we are. An enemy for life.
Look, there's the cottage we stayed in.
Where?
Between the church and the hotel, with a caravan in the field behind it.
Over the pine trees.
That's it. I wonder if it's the same caravan. And the hotel's a sweetie pink now. Just think, down there, all unsuspecting are Colin and Dorothy.
I wish you didn't sound like Geronimo looking down in a wagon train.
We used to play Geronimo in the wagon train.
Well, did you play Geronimo?
No, I was the half-breed girl who loved Geronimo. Colin was Geronimo, and Barry was the leading scout with the wagon train. Oh, no one died more beautifully than Barry. Archie, of course, was...
the horse. And Dorothy?
She was a girl in one of the wagons, I think. I know she screamed a lot, which was what she specialised in. I expect she got scalped, so they were quite real screams.
And what have you in mind for her now?
You play detectives, and I'll play my own game.
Nothing dangerous, Emma.
Assuming that what you're doing isn't dangerous?
I meant not dangerous to you and me.
Oh, you're putting a value on us now, are you?
I've never stopped doing that. I never will.
Ring again, Peter. We've come at lunchtime. There still ought to be someone at reception.
Well, there must be someone in the bar.
And you're volunteering to find out, I expect. Do you remember this place, Mother?
Oh, of course I do. It always was a quaint old inn.
How are you feeling?
Oh, still a slight headache, that's all. Oh, there's someone coming now.
Remember, Peter, you do the talking. Mm. We'll stand back here.
Yes, I'm sorry to have kept you.
Good afternoon. We were wondering if you have two rooms for tonight and perhaps tomorrow night. One single and one double.
I'm afraid that may be rather difficult. It is still the high season. But perhaps in the middle of the week, I'll look in the book.
Try, Dorothy.
I'm sorry?
Try for an old friend. Barry tells me I haven't changed in 20 years, which hardly seems flattering.
Emma? Emma Dunn.
Emma Forrest. This is my husband, Peter Forrest. Peter, this is D for Dorothy, the second last piece of your jigsaw.
Hello.
And you remember my mother, don't you, Dorothy?
Of course I do. How are you, Mrs. Dunn?
Hello, Dorothy.
I'd have recognised you immediately, Dorothy. You still have that hockey captain look.
I never was hockey captain, Emma. Do you really want rooms, Mr. Forrest?
Oh, yes. We are staying.
If you can manage.
I'm sure we can. But the single room will have to be in a house in the village.
Not our old cottage.
Oh, no, of course not. In the schoolhouse, actually. You'll be very comfortable.
I'm sure I shall.
And where is Colin?
He takes charge of the bar. His mother runs the kitchen and I look after the bookings and the accounts.
Hmm, a neat arrangement.
Yes, it is.
And Arch is in the bar too, is he?
Bar Linney, yes.
Oh, dear. What's he in for?
Breaking and entering. Carrying a firearm. Colin is very loyal to the past. I expect he'll want to employ him again when he comes out.
Good for Colin. Let's go and have a drink and surprise him.
I'll take you through to the bar.
Oh, no. Don't announce us. Let's see if he recognises me.
This way, Mrs. Dunn.
Control yourself, Emma.
Colin, look who's here. Emma Dunn.
She's still a spoil sport.
Oh,
what's wrong, Mother?
That photograph.
Which? Oh, yes. Mr. Teviot. Mr. Teviot on board his beloved boat.
Oh, I can see him now. Running down the hill, carrying the baby.
He was so kind that day, in spite of everything.
Emma? How amazing!
Colin, hello! Oh, it's lovely to see you again. We've come to reform the alphabet gang. Oh, you look the perfect picture of health and prosperity.
And you look like something out of the fashion pages of a magazine.
Mm, thank you. You remember my mother?
Yes, I do. Hello, Mrs. Dunn.
Hello, Colin. Oh, my goodness, you're so like your father.
Nice of you to say so. I just hope I'm making as good a job of the hotel as he did.
It certainly looks as if you are.
I try to keep it as much like it was in his time as possible.
Except you've painted it pink.
That was Dorothy's idea.
Very striking, Dorothy. You can see it for miles and miles.
Well, I'd better get back to the dining room. One of our waitresses is ill, so I'm having to help out.
And our rooms are all right?
Yes. I'll take you along to see your room, Mrs. Dunn, when I'm finished with lunch.
Thank you.
Do you want lunch, by the way? I think...
No, thank you. We'll have a liquid lunch with Colin.
As you wish. Colin, remember to come through for the wine orders.
Right. Now, this calls for a celebration. Mm. I have a special malt for just such an occasion. Back in a moment.
Well, Mother, hasn't he matured nicely?
Rather ostentatiously rugged, I think.
do you?
That was your father's reaction to Colin's father. The white sweater and the deeply tanned face. That's a little too much.
Oh, I think my brave lieutenant is very glamorous.
I thought Barry was your lieutenant.
Barry was a good friend. Loyal, but no magic. Colin was always much more interesting.
It looks as if you'll have to keep an eye on your wife, Peter.
It does, doesn't it?
Here we are. The nectar of the Celtic gods.
Oh, this is a special whiskey, is it? Oh, what a beautiful colour.
Mrs. Dunn.
Thank you.
Don't grab, Peter.
That's a tired joke now, surely.
I enjoy it.
Here's to happy returns.
Yeah, happy returns.
Happy return.
Well, I better get back to my duties, but we'll talk later. I brought this photo for you to see. A bit of history. Back soon.
Oh, look. It's a picture of the alphabet gang.
Oh, let me see.
Yep.
Why haven't you got one of those?
We haven't got any photographs of Balna Craig holidays.
Poor Big Archie in his braces and baggy shorts. And Barry, wasn't he a pretty boy? And Colin, carving away, pretending he doesn't know he's being photographed. And Dorothy looking quite imbecilic.
Emma, she must have been blinking when it was taken.
And look at you, standing there smugly like the teacher in charge.
Which I was.
What's that in the background, on the hillock behind you all? Under the trees.
Where?
It's a pram, Peter. Why not say it? That picture must have been taken that last summer.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm ready now.
Aren't you a little overdressed for dinner in a country inn?
I don't think so. Do you think Dorothy will be serving a table tonight? What fun.
Aren't you a nice girl?
Do we leave her a tip? Oh, no, I don't mean it. I'm sorry for her. She's so plain. She always was. It's not the plainness of a woman who's really interesting when you get to know her. She's plain and dull.
You don't know that.
Oh, they're a very ill-matched couple, aren't they? Someone like Colin must find her painful company.
Just what did Barry say to you yesterday?
Nothing, really. It was just the talking to him and watching the way he listened to me. I suddenly remembered me as I was when I knew him and those two down there.
Only a child can be in charge like that.
Living with a situation you believe you can't change demoralizes you. I suddenly realized that I could change it.
Meaning?
I go on skirmishing pointlessly. When with an effort...
We can finish it.
Yes.
Surely not for Barry.
It doesn't need to be anyone, in fact. It's nice that there isn't. I'm free. Staying with you is now just one of several options.
Is Teviot another?
Don't know.
He might have killed your brother.
Ah. That's the line your investigations are going to take now, is it?
A practical first lieutenant sounds logical.
You'll never get proof now, you know. And I don't care now if hurting me is the reason for doing it.
I'll drop it now, if you like.
It's no longer a bargaining point, Peter. Are we going down to dinner?
You're walking off our dinner, Mrs. Dunn.
It was a very good dinner. My congratulations to your mother.
Oh, thanks. I'll tell her. If you'd like to speak to Dorothy, she's doing a stint in the bar.
With my son-in-law in attendance, no doubt.
He is, as a matter of fact.
Is Emma with him?
No, she just went out.
Oh, I didn't see her. Is there a chance I might talk to your mother?
I'm afraid not. She goes to bed early during the season. She has to get up so early.
I'd like to see her before I go. Do you think you could arrange that?
Yes. Yes, of course.
I've just had a stroll past our old cottage. It was all there, all the detail of another life, but my husband's gone, and your father too. You're the generation now. Your mother and I were just survivors.
I don't think you should have come back, you know.
No, I'm glad I did. My poor baby boy, my best baby. One glosses over so much of the guilt after a death.
Are you all right?
My husband died only 6 months ago.
Emma told me. I'm sorry.
After a long, cruel illness. Tell me about your father's death. I know he drowned.
He went out to fix the boat's moorings at the start of a gale a couple of autumns ago. They found his body a few days later out near Balna Point.
Oh.
It was a terrible waste.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked you to tell me about it. Oh, I am depressed tonight. I think there are a few ghosts about. I'd better go to bed.
Good night, Mrs. Dunn.
Another whiskey, please.
That's the special malt, isn't
it? Peter, could I have a word with you?
Right. Excuse me a moment, Mrs. Teviot. Sylvia, what's wrong? Are you feeling all right?
Oh, a bit of a headache, that's all.
Place getting to you.
You're surprised. Peter, Emma's gone out for a walk. Why aren't you with her?
I wasn't invited.
I've called you many things in my time, but I've never thought of you as a fool. You need to be invited, your husband and wife. Don't you think she'd like to talk to you about the place? Share the feeling of being back here? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I think I do.
Emma needs you to be interested enough in her to take charge of her, prevent her making mistakes.
That's not how we've worked things out.
Oh, you're quite pleased with how you've worked things out. Your obsession with my child's death has given her a glimpse of freedom. You could lose her, man.
I would have thought you would be glad to see us break up.
No. The ghosts tell me no.
You ought to get to bed.
Yes, I will, but...
It'll be all right. She wants to be free to make choices. Interfering now would only make things worse.
Yes. I'm afraid you may be right. Good night, Peter.
Good night. Ah, thanks, Mrs. Teviot. Have one with me.
No, thank you. I don't drink. Is that funny?
No. Something's just happened.
Something Mrs. Dunn said.
It doesn't matter. What were we talking about?
You were talking about the Dunn's baby. You seem very curious about him.
I'd like to have met Archie.
If I have anything to do with it, Archie will never work here again. Colin's too kind to him. Archie's a fool to himself, always has been.
A big enough fool to rid Emma of this pesky pest.
What? Oh, she told you about that. I'd have thought she would have kept quiet.
She tells me everything.
Does she?
What about Archie?
Yes, he could have done it. I think Colin thinks he did.
But you think Emma did?
I couldn't have left a child to die on the hill.
But Emma could.
At that age, yes. When the baby was taken, if he was ever brought down from the glen, I was being scrubbed in the bath by my mother. Emma's games always left me scarred and grubby. Then we went down to dinner and heard that the baby was missing. Then later Mr. Teviot came in to ask the men to join search parties. My father went. Then in the morning we heard what had happened. I must say my first thought was that Emma had done it.
And where was Colin all this time?
He was preparing some lobster creels. For a time Archie was helping him, but then Archie went away to see if he could find his father.
So, Colin's got no alibi.
That seems to please you.
How do you know he was preparing creels?
He told me. Have the others alibis?
Well, Archie obviously hasn't. Barry was having tea with his mother, so he says.
And Emma was all alone in the cottage. Really, it doesn't matter now. You wouldn't go to the police if you knew, would you? So why bother?
Someone took a child up the way you were playing and then came down
if
again. How long would that take?
About half an hour there and 20 minutes down again.
An hour at least.
I suppose if I were being fair, I would say it was probably Archie.
Yes. Yes, he could have done it. Colin probably had the time too. Barry, well, I'd have to ask his mother when they had tea that night. I'd have to ask your mother if you really had a bath that night.
You'll never find out things like that. Stories will contradict each other, and it all happened so long ago. Why is it so important, Mr. Forrest?
I don't know. I suppose I'm intrigued to know why they kept it a secret from me. Not just because I'm an intruder.
She only told you about the baby quite recently, then. Why should she keep it a secret?
I think I'll take another malt, Mrs. Teviot. Best make it a large one. I'll take it upstairs.
Sorry I kept you waiting. Your mother came in.
That's all right. I was enjoying the moon and the sea. I was remembering some of the games we played here. How are you, Colin?
I'm very well. And so are you, by the looks of you. I'm glad you came here again.
Oh, you're very impressive now. All weather-beaten and glamorous.
Glamorous?
The efficient mine host, a loving husband and father. I expect you know all the tides, and you know the weather, and all the questions about fish and birds and seals that the children ask, you'll be able to answer.
I know a little, yes. Are you making fun of
me? Your father all over again.
I hope so.
Barry tells me you took a degree in agricultural studies. Do you make much use of it here?
No. I use the skills I learned from my father. Sailing boats, pulling pints, winning the loyalty of regular patrons.
Oh, Barry said it was a good degree. You were going to go abroad.
I'm happy as I am.
I'm not.
Do you want to tell me about it?
Not really. You're a little bit too good to be true, you know. And you were as a child.
What did you mean?
Yet I don't think I misunderstood the signals you were sending in the bar before and after dinner.
You sent a few of your own.
Then there's Dorothy and your daughter.
You never had children?
No, or even tried particularly. What about Dorothy, Colin?
What about her?
I'd never have dreamed.
But you never liked her when we were kids. She was a rival, but she's all right, old Dorothy.
She was never a rival. And she isn't now, is she?
She's a good wife.
Then why are you here?
You asked me to meet you.
But why did you come?
That has nothing to do with Dorothy. This has nothing to do with Dorothy.
And this has nothing to do with Pete. What now, Colin?
There's a cabin behind the hotel where Archie usually sleeps when he's here.
Oh, echoes, echoes. It's very exciting.
Good morning, Peter. Isn't this a beautiful morning?
Lovely. Sun glares off the water slightly, though.
That's how you're feeling, is it?
The fumes of a malt seem to last all morning. How are you feeling?
Oh, not too great. I didn't sleep very well, and I've still got a trace of headache. Perhaps I'm allergic to sea air. Emma seems to have been up at times. I can see her down by the waves, enjoying what you call the glare.
She was up early this morning and came late to bed.
Did you speak to her?
No, not yet.
Oh, I've been thinking a lot about you both this morning.
I'm sorry this visit's making you unhappy. I mean it.
Well, you see, the past is still happening every time I look at the cottage, the hills, that glen. It was a terrible experience. Poor baby. We hadn't meant to have a second child, you see, and then when Emma was about 8, we almost separated.
I didn't know that.
We were reconciled. The baby was part of our second start, and then this happened. I had to phone Morris and tell him.
Does Emma know about this?
Oh, I've never told her. She may have guessed. We all became very close after the baby died. That's why we developed this coziness you object to so much. I had to, because I thought I'd been punished for...
For?
Oh, so nearly shattering my marriage. Morris was a very good man. I needed to grow old with him to know what I nearly threw away.
I know. I liked him.
You're not continuing your investigations about the baby, are you? They are ridiculous, you know.
I suppose they are. Everyone accuses everyone else.
Accuses?
But there are facts being held back. I know there are.
Who's accused?
Archie's top of the list at the moment. And then there's Barry and Emma herself.
Who says Emma?
Dorothy.
That's disgraceful. It's libelous.
I know who I want it to be.
Oh. Oh, Colin, yes. She's in the mood to be caught up in romantic visions of the past.
Or future.
Yes. Yes, I know.
Where are you going?
For a walk.
Hello.
Hello, Emma. Was Peter asleep when you got in?
No, but fuddled enough for it not to matter. Dorothy?
All right. I have to go out to the boat and get it ready for a cruise.
Oh, take me with you.
That would look very good, wouldn't it?
We have to talk.
What
What about?
Can you come to Edinburgh?
When?
As soon as possible. Or would you rather I stayed on here?
No, I don't think you should do that.
What then? We have to make plans. We didn't last night.
No, no plans, Emma.
What?
Last night was great, but it was, well, last night.
That wasn't the impression you gave.
We got caught up in what we were 20 years ago. I'm sorry if you think it was more.
But what you said last night, your degree, escaping.
What you said, I don't want to escape.
You're content with your life here, landlord of the inn, playing in your boat?
It was you that talked of plans and going away. No, I don't want to move.
What was it about last night, then? A one-night stand?
I thought that was what it was for you.
I've never been unfaithful to Peter before.
That has nothing to do with me.
Do you want to stay here for the rest of your life, dressed up as your father?
Be careful.
Putting up with your painful wife, playing the big fish in the tiny pond. Then go on. It's sad at 30, but what a figure of fun you'll be at 40.
It'd be a bigger figure of fun if I agreed to go away and play whatever game Emma Dunn has thought up this time. I have grown out of that, at least, you know.
Well, good for you. Oh, it's you, not Barry, that should have become a professional actor, judging by your performance last night.
There's not much more point in our talking, Emma. I have to get out to the boat and make it ready for the trip this afternoon.
Oh, yes, you'd better go. Watch that one day you don't emulate your father to the point of falling overboard.
Goodbye, Emma.
God, that was a mistake, Emma. Damn, damn, damn.
Emma, something extraordinary's happened. What's the matter?
The sand blew up into my eyes.
I see.
I'm just going to my room. Excuse me, Mother.
Wait. You're going to have to get your things out of your room.
What's that?
Dorothy tells me she needs your room tonight after all, a booking she'd overlooked.
Oh, indeed. I'd intended to suggest we go today anyway, but I will not be evicted.
What's happened, Emma?
Nothing. Just that I find the place rather depressing.
I do too.
And its inhabitants are sad too. Oh, I'll have a word with Dorothy.
Where's Peter? He went for a walk towards the cottage. Wait for him, Emma. It'll give you time to calm down.
Who wants to calm down?
Oh, be careful what you say, Emma.
No, I'm sorry. I don't intend to be at all careful. Good morning, Mrs. Teviot. I believe you have something to say to me.
Yes, I'm afraid there's been a mistake in the booking.
Bullshit.
I'm afraid your room is booked for tonight after all.
Show me the booking.
I'm not obliged to.
You're obliged to keep your promise.
I want you to go.
Ah, that's better. Why?
I don't want to talk about it.
It's to do with Colin, isn't it?
It's to do with the fact that I had forgotten how much I disliked you 20 years ago.
I slept with Colin last night.
I think that's rather a fancy phrase for it.
You knew about it?
You spent half an hour in Archie's filthy hut.
How do you know about that?
You're not special. It's one of his hobbies, taking available guests to that cabin. I saw all the signs last night. The looks, the nods, the smiles. And then afterwards, when he came to our room, I...
Aren't you ashamed to tell me that?
No, it's well worth it. To show you that you're ordinary run-of-the-mill holiday fodder for Colin. But he's married to me.
Ah, I wish you well of him.
You expected him to come away with you, didn't you?
Did he tell you that?
Of course.
How awful.
I don't think my situation is much worse than yours. I'm not reduced to inciting husbands to desert their families.
Don't, Dorothy. I'm embarrassed for
you. I'm embarrassed for myself when I remember what a docile member of your gang I was. Always playing the victim. Always watching the heroine.
I suppose you think you're having your revenge now.
I think I am.
You must have hated me enough to take the baby.
Yes, I did. Hate you, I mean. But it was you who took the child. It's no wonder you're the unhappy creature you are.
We'll go, Dorothy. We'll go now.
If you would, I'd like to prepare the room.
Oh, go to hell!
Fortunately, there's not much to pack.
What's happened, Emma?
What do you mean?
Why are we getting booted out? Truthfully.
We're not being booted out. We're leaving because I had a row with her ladyship.
About her husband. How far did that go, Emma?
We talked. That was all. But I suppose we looked as if we were enjoying each other's company, and that would be enough for her.
That's the truth?
Yes, Peter.
I gave you time last night.
To do what? Why would you do that?
It may have been Colin.
Oh, stop it. You'd like it to have been Colin. I favor Dorothy, and she accuses me.
poor little Julian is being used as a weapon to beat our enemies with. God, I've had an awful insight into life in this hotel. I've been humiliated by that poisonous woman watching jealous scoring points. I hate this place. I hate it.
All right, love, all right. We're going now. The episode's over. Shall I pack?
No. No, I'll do it. You'll abandon your investigations, won't you?
As you say, there are no trails to follow. Only ancient grudges.
Shall we take one of their towels?
We'll take nothing with us. Not even a solution.
So that's how it is, Barry. Finish. I think the best thing would be if I stayed here in Edinburgh when Peter goes home.
I see.
Could you help me find a place to stay?
I suppose I could.
Such enthusiasm.
Well, I just wonder if it's a good idea, that's all.
Of course it is. The break has to be made sometime. At least I could rely on the company of an old friend through it all, couldn't I?
Of course. You have more friends in London, though.
Oh, not such good friends. And in return, I could put a bit of life into your career. I'm not sure how, but I'll think of something.
It's not quite as easy as
that. I'll make it easy. I'm sure there's some contact that I could make that you haven't thought of.
How did you get on with Colin?
He's sad, caught up in being his father. And Dorothy...
Colin, not a suitable case for treatment.
How do you mean?
Did he make a play for you?
Of course not.
He makes a hobby of one-night stands with summer visitors. But, of course, you're different, a part of the past. Did he show you a photograph he has of the alphabet gang?
Oh, yes, he did.
Yes, we're all there, I think. Not just as we were, but what we became. I think we're all caught and immovable.
I'm not.
A, B, C, D, and E. Even the solution to the problem that fascinates Peter so much is there.
What you're saying is ridiculous, that we're all stuck in one place and we can never change things. I'm doing it, and you could too. Now, Barry, I'm sure you're a good actor, given a decent play. If you could just get your name known, sell yourself.
It's not that easy.
We'll work on it, and you'll try to persuade Colin to come and see us now and then, and that might give him some idea of the things he could do if he escaped from Balna Crest, and then...
I think you'd better leave him where he is. He's all right.
No. We must make an open situation which will rescue us all.
The alphabet gang lives.
Yes, you'd better believe it. Let's drink to that. How are you feeling this morning, Mother?
A little better, thank you, dear. I didn't take much of the breakfast, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's all right. I'll take the tray down in a moment. Do you want me to ask them to call a doctor?
Doctor? Oh, no, no. I think I just caught a chill. Be all right tomorrow. If I do need anything, I'll see Dr. Brown when I get home.
You hated going to Balna Craig, didn't you? I blame myself for asking you to go.
No. In many ways, it was easier than I thought it would be, but it's exhausted me.
I know. I felt launched into the past, too.
Emma, why were we asked to leave the hotel?
A bit of meanness on the part of Dorothy, I'm afraid. She never liked me.
No, I think I know the real reason. Sit down, Emma.
Yes, Mother?
It was Mrs. Teviot who wanted us to go, wasn't it?
Yes, Dorothy, out of spite...
No, Colin's mother.
Colin's mother?
Oh, Emma.
What is it, Mother?
Well, that last summer... Your father and I went through a very bad spell for a year or two. The baby was meant to help things, but he didn't. I was silly. I had an affair.
An affair?
Mm.
Not with Colin's father.
Oh, he was very... Oh, I don't know, very exciting and extrovert and very attentive. See, Morris and I hadn't been... It was between being one kind of marriage and another. I think the baby's death helped in a macabre sort of way. We were happy, Emma.
You and Colin's father, oh dear me.
Oh, a sexual adventure.
Did my father find out?
Yes, that's why he left us on our own. He was very angry.
All those visits to Fort William.
That's right.
You went into Fort William the day the baby was taken.
Yes, that was to have been the last time, but everything went wrong. I always felt I was punished for it. You see why I wasn't keen to go to Balner Craig, but... Oh, he's dead, and his widow wouldn't speak to me. I even thought you were attracted to Colin, were you? Oh, Emma, I want to go home.
No, Colin and I talked. I didn't find he lived up to what he'd been as a child, not a hero.
His father was.
My father was, too. Why did you never tell me about this?
We sealed it all off, remember? We all agreed. But I watched you and Peter and Colin. And the weight just seemed to bear down on me. Oh. I nursed your father at the end. I was glad to do it. And I miss him.
I know, love. I know.
Be careful, Emma.
I'll take your tray down and ring up the newspapers.
You and I are not easy to live with, you know.
Now, what does that mean?
Oh, just that when we find someone prepared to accept
us... You've changed your tune slightly, haven't you?
Hello, Peter. You must have really moved to get here so soon.
It was a very dramatic phone message.
How's Emma this morning?
Slightly distant. Maybe she's concentrating on planning your acting career.
I hope not.
I bet you do.
She's a very intense, impulsive lady.
That's right. Think you'll be able to keep her in check?
I don't think I'll have to. My mother's waiting to see you.
Your mother? Why, something about the best baby?
All about the best baby, or so she thinks.
Is she right?
I have a piece of the jigsaw, too.
You're very good at this. You ought to write your own material for the stage, you know.
I thought of it. My mother would be better at it. Come on. She can't shake hands, by the way. It's too painful.
Right.
Here we are, Mother. This is Peter Forrest, my mother.
What do you do, Mrs. Browning?
So you're the brave man who married Emma Dunn.
I didn't have to be particularly brave.
Well, you'll have to be quick-witted to keep her. Barry says that she means to stay here and guide his career.
You have something to tell me, Mrs. Browning. The caravan window, I think.
That's right, Mr. Forrest. I'll call you Peter Scheller, since Barry does.
Christ, Mother.
Don't blaspheme, please, Barry. Won't you sit down, Peter? Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thank you.
Have you seen Barry's play?
Yes, I have. It was very good.
But the play wasn't very good, was it? I tell him he should choose his parts with more care.
Choose?
Emma's right. You should have more ambition, more get up and go.
What would you do if I got up and went?
The best baby, Mrs. Browning.
What? Oh, yes, that silly nickname. Typical of that family. Archie has always been the one that people accuse, hasn't he?
But you know better.
Yes, I do. Tell me, how did Sylvia Dunn behave in Balner Craig?
Behave? She behaved splendidly. She wasn't very well, though.
I'm sure she wasn't. Did she speak to the Teviots?
The father is dead.
Did she speak to Moira Teviot?
Well, she was going to, but we were only there for a day and a night.
Was there any trouble?
Mother, I know you're enjoying this, but I think you're drawing it out a little too much.
Enjoying it? What a thing to say. It was a disgraceful business and brings no credit to anyone remotely connected with it. That summer, Peter, Sylvia Dunn was having a disgusting affair with Ian Teviot. As a matter of fact, I suspected that she was carrying on with Archie's father the year before.
Steady, Mother, you don't know that.
Anyway, she and Ian Teviot had quite a summer of it. And then his wife found out. Sylvia Dunn was warned off, but she still chased after him, like a bitch on heat.
I see.
Her marriage wasn't a happy one, spite of all the darlings and blown kisses and pretending. Poor Morris Dunn was not at all a happy man.
It was probably all the blowing kisses and pretending in chords that kept it going at all and beginning to see some value in it.
Mm, it's a recognizable formula.
But that day, Mrs. Browning...
She said she was in Fort William, but she wasn't. She was with Ian Teviot up in the hills near the reservoir, and Moira Teviot found them, and there was a terrible scene.
How do you find out about this, Mrs. Browning?
From Moira Teviot, of course. She had to talk to someone about it, poor soul.
When did she tell you this?
A few days after the baby died.
Did you look out...
Don't spoil my mother's story, Peter. She's waited 20 years to tell it.
Barry, really?
Did you look out of the caravan window that afternoon?
Yes, I did. As Morris Dunn meant me to. He cut back the hedge, specially. I saw Colin Teviot come round the back of the cottage. I thought nothing of it at the time. I just went back to the kitchen.
You didn't see him lift the baby?
No. I thought he'd just come to see Emma.
And you told no one that you'd seen him there?
By the time I realized it was important, the baby was dead. And I thought it would just bring more trouble to our nice family if I told the authorities.
Were you asked by anyone before the baby was found?
No.
But you didn't actually see him take the child?
She didn't. But he did take him. He told me he did.
Told you?
I already knew what my mother had seen. Then, one night when we were both students, Colin and I got drunk. And he was being pretty arrogant with me, all about this and that. So, I thought I would score a couple of points by telling him I knew something about him, too. And he told me what happened that afternoon.
And you're going to tell me?
Naturally. It seems that while the Alphabet Gang were playing Emma's games in the glen, Colin was surprised to see his mother on the path to the reservoir further up the hill. He ran after her and got there just after she'd interrupted things between her husband and Mrs. Dunn.
A disgusting woman.
He heard the row that followed.
That poor boy. Can you imagine the effect it had?
It had a pretty disastrous effect. He brooded about it for an hour or so. Then he took the kid.
Wait a minute. Was this before or after Emma had asked the gang to get rid of the baby?
After. Well, the way his mind was, it probably helped to decide him. Balance of mind disturbed.
So, when the search parties were out that night, quite a few people had information that would have helped. People with grudges.
I didn't actually see him take the child.
And you didn't like Sylvia Dunn much. Did you know, too?
No. My mother didn't tell me about it for a year or two. Archie has since worked it out, though.
Well, hence the reason that Colin accuses him.
Yeah. And hence the reason that Archie's employed at the hotel each year, in spite of his record.
Does Dorothy know the truth?
That I don't know. She has enough in her mind with his hobby of collecting summer ladies. So, there's your solution, Peter.
Balna Craig is a nice, healthy little seaside resort, isn't it?
Something in the air, no doubt.
And you knew about all this before I went there?
Yes. I thought it would prejudice your visit if I told you about it all before you met Colin.
Why tell me now?
I thought you might find the information useful.
Well, I better be going.
Tomorrow will be your last day at Edinburgh.
We leave tomorrow, yes. Goodbye, Mrs. Browning. Thank you for telling me what happened. It was pretty illuminating.
I hope we have strengthened your position somewhat. Goodbye, Peter.
I'll come to the door with you. I gather you don't approve of as much.
I think it's a pity that a child lay out on a hillside in a storm while someone who could have saved him kept quiet.
And you don't mean Colin. My mother was embittered by my father's leaving her.
Leaving her? I thought Emma
said... That was our secret. Anyway, for some reason, Sylvia Dunn was the chosen enemy.
I think the reason's fairly obvious. And I'm to tell Emma all this.
You're to use the information as you see fit?
As long as Emma doesn't stay on here and interfere.
It's not often that my mother and I are of one mind, you know.
And quite a mind it is.
Emma wouldn't be able to help me, and I wouldn't be able to help her.
Goodbye, Barry.
Perhaps when you're in Edinburgh again. Well, perhaps not. Goodbye, Peter.
Where have you been all day?
Walking about.
Not getting drunk?
I thought of it, but... I postponed it till later.
Not at the opera, I hope. What's wrong? or staring.
Sorry. How's your mother?
Oh, she's a little better. I stayed with her most of the morning. She's getting up for dinner and she's going to try to come to the theatre with us.
Oh, that's good.
What's wrong with you?
Have you decided what you're going to do? Are you going to stay on here and save Barry's career?
I haven't made up my mind yet.
You haven't got long.
Do you know something about...
I know nothing. Except that I want to keep my marriage.
Do you? What about the best baby?
Dead. Trail school. What about the alphabet gang?
What about it?
Is it now disbanded?
Yes. I suppose it must be.
And Balna Craig is out of bounds?
Like Brigadoon, it has disappeared for 100 years.
That seems a fairly generous sentence for it.
You know what you're doing, don't you? You're wiping out an episode just the same way as my parents did.
Are you willing?
I don't think I could let my mother leave without me not feeling the way she is.
Oh, I agree. She would be very hot if you did.
Can I keep the childhood legends of the alphabet gang? I mean, I couldn't obliterate them altogether.
What are they again? The hero, the heroine's best friend, the amiable horse, the girl who screamed obediently, the girl who organized them all.
What are you saying?
We have some legends of our own, you know.
Have we?
Meeting at the college dance. Instant thunder and lightning, remember?
Not quite like that.
It'll do for a legend to build others on. And then there was fighting your parents' opposition to marry before you were 21.
Oh, yes, yes, we did that.
And how we were very happy.
And fought like cat and dog.
Legendary battles.
And in the future, if we have one?
More battles?
Promise. Real ones, no holds barred.
Real as you like, but a few holds barred.
Are you sure you haven't been drinking?
No, but I'm going to.
No doubt.
Now, we are going to the opera this evening, so I'd better get ready. I thought we could have a slap up supper afterwards.
I don't think my mother will be up to that.
I thought that too.
Oh, it'll be nice to get home, in some ways.
In a lot of ways, my girl.
Peter, what are you doing?
Laying out my clothes for the evening.
That tie with that suit?
Why not?
Just it's wrong, that's all I know about colour.
Do I get picking out your dress and jewellery?
I don't think so. There's the tie for that shirt and suit. Quietly distinct. Do you think you could have a try at being quietly distinguished?
Did anyone ever tell you you are a bossy little bitch?
Almost everyone I have ever known.
Well, your bossiness is a legend.
But my bitchiness is selective.
That was The Best Baby by William Andrew. Emma was played by Gwyneth Guthrie, Peter by Finlay Welsh, Sylvia, Diana Olson, Pauline Browning, Sheila Donald, Barry Browning, Robert Trotter, Barry as a child, Mary Riggins, Colin Teviot, Tom Kocher, and Dorothy, Isabel Gardner. The play was produced by Gordon Emsley. Our play next Saturday is A Study in Scarlet by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, dramatised by Michael Hardwick, with Robert Powell as Sherlock Holmes and Dinsdale Landon as Dr. Watson. A Study in Scarlet in Saturday Night Theatre, next Saturday at 8:30. And now the weather forecast for tomorrow. Scotland and Northern Ireland will be mostly cloudy, although there will be some bright intervals in eastern Scotland after some patchy fog. Outbreaks of rain will spread from the west with fog on hills. In northwest Scotland, it'll become clearer later, although showery. England and Wales will be rather cloudy with patchy fog slowly clearing. Some bright intervals are likely, more especially in northeast England, whilst southern counties of England may have drizzle here and there. The outlook for Monday and Tuesday, becoming generally changeable with showers or longer spells of rain. Some sleet or snow is likely, chiefly in the north, becoming colder with frost. And that's the weather forecast. And now, out to Big Ben, the news read by Harriet Cass.
BBC Radio News at 10 o'clock. President Sadat has sharply attacked the Israeli response to his Middle East initiative. He says he doesn't believe there will be any statement on the principles of peace. Mr. Begin reacted quickly to these comments. Regrettable, he said, the two sides should stop making public declarations. Scottish and Welsh Liberals have overwhelmingly endorsed the continuation of the Liblab Pact. Mr. David Steele got an ovation from his party delegates in Glasgow. Local councils in various places are offering the firemen interest-free loans to help them with their money problems after being on strike for 8 weeks. In the World Cup finals draw in Buenos Aires, Scotland will play in Group 4. Their opponents will be Holland, Peru and Iran. At home, Nottingham Forest drew at Derby, while their four closest rivals in the league all won.